This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Guardian Radio today is brought to you by the Cleveland Clinic and Printmasters.
Talk to me. Looks like we're making up for lost time. Need you just for me. Bossing over all. It's like a type of alchemy. Introduce me to your best friend. I can come stop right in. Even that far. I kinda wonder where you are. Already know I can leave it alone. You're on my mind. Already gave you the time. Place, so don't be shy. Just come be the man I need. Tell me you got something to give. I want it.
96.9 FM Guardian Radio today. Good Wednesday afternoon. And it is not sunny New Providence currently, but guess what? It's a good day to be in the land of the living. So for that, we give thanks. How that sound? That sound good. Chris Boy just is me outdoing myself every time with these intros. If you don't lotion yourself, who else can lotion you? Good afternoon and welcome to Guardian Radio today. I am your fantabulous host, the one, the only, Gabrielle Alexis McKenzie. And you see, I got to tell y'all my whole name because y'all is be getting me mixed up with these other people. Don't get me mixed up. I am the one, the only Alexis, okay? Don't get it mixed up. Yes, but you can call me Gabby. It's Wednesday. I'm excited to be here. My TGIW friend ain't text me yet, but it's okay. Friend, you see what time it is? Where you is? You ain't text me and say good afternoon. I know the show about to get started when you text me and tell me good afternoon. You have to fix it. You have to fix it. You out of order. You are out of order today. But good afternoon. Let me get the protocol out of the way. Y'all, it was raining, man. It was raining. And this is the last day to enter for the big summer escape. And y'all had the parking lot block up. I couldn't even get in. Y'all had the parking lot all block up. I couldn't find a parking close to the door. I get a little wet up. You know, it's one of them days. It's just one of them days. But guess what? Today, we're going to definitely enter someone into the drawing. We have to, because apparently these guardians scarce. They scarce on the streets, y'all. They hard to find now. Everyone trying to get in because, I mean, what? This a free trip. Could you imagine? I mean, people just is throwing a newspaper down. You can imagine. You pick up a newspaper. Pick up a Guardian newspaper. And you tear off the back of that. Enter that to win. And you win a free trip and $1,000 cash. Brand new luggage. Car, hotel. Mother sick. Someone about to be real happy come Friday. And today's the deadline. And y'all been carrying on bad. I mean, from first thing this morning, Chris, the people been coming in here. First thing this morning. So let me say good afternoon to the G Squad. Hi, G Squad. Good afternoon to you all. Now, if you are new here and you're wondering, who is this girl talking about? Who is the G Squad? Well, the G Squad is the top tier fans of Gabby. You, in order to be invited into the G Squad, you need to be a top tier fan, because the top tier fans don't play but this show and they don't play but Gabby. So they get special shout outs and they get special good afternoon. See, I got to tell my friend down in Exuma, Miss Bean, good afternoon to you. Shout out to you. See that? I remember that. Shout out, pick up yourself, darling. Turn up your radio so the rest of them people in Exuma get there. Make sure I let them know what time it is. Then I got to tell Katie Brown over there, hello. I got to tell Canva, hello. And y'all, listen. I got to tell my friend who, I don't know, I need to reevaluate this friendship because I thinking she didn't get the app. She tell me she can't find the app. She didn't tell me she's supposed to download this app. She say, Gabby, I can't find the app, so send me the link. So how you can't ever find the link? But shout out to my friend, Anna. How are you, darling? I love you. How are you? Thank you so much for supporting and tuning in. Shout out to my friend. Listen. Y'all, my bestie never listened to the radio until they put me on here. And she was like, listen, I didn't download this app. She just be locked and loaded. Then, of course, y'all know my mother. Some down, around, everywhere. Everybody in the office. Shout out to everybody down there. Whatever office or food store my mommy probably in right now. Or whatever. Wherever she is. Because my little sister tell me. Say, we go out and say, Mom, Gabby. Mommy, just have this radio blasting. We walk in Lewis. All you can hear is you blasting, Judea. Blasting. You know, these people just be looking like, yes, they just be looking like, that's a woman of business. That is a woman of business. So shout out to my mommy who just make sure she put me on. You see that? And then shout out to my sisters, my siblings, my dad, my granddad, everyone. Locked and loaded, tuning in. You know, I always like to take time to just be grateful to everyone that listens, follows, and shares the journey with me because it still takes a village, baby. It takes a village to do this, and I am grateful to every single one of you every day. Now, you already know the procedure. You can follow us wherever on all social media platforms. You can take us wherever you go. We're streaming live on GuardianTalkRadio.com and on the Guardian Talk Radio app. For those of you with all the smart devices, you can download that on all of your smart devices. And of course, if you're listening to us from any one of these nice, beautiful government offices that we just spend plenty of money and sometimes get lackluster service, hello to you. But hello to the good set of you that just give us good, decent service. I'm speaking to the rest of y'all today. Y'all on time out. Tell y'all get it right. Good afternoon to y'all. You can listen to us on channel 969 and on BTC Flow channel 612. And of course, for those of you, if you missed a show, we have the replays. They don't just come on late in the night. You can go on Spotify, type in your favorite show, and you can pull it up and listen to it if you missed a show. See that? I love putting you all on game, you know. That just makes me excited. Look at my TGIW friend. Woo! Y'all never see a text? We are sweating. My husband texted me something good just now. You ever see my TGIW friend? I know when they text. The show about to get started because we have an awesome show prepared for you today. Of course, you want to pick up your copy of today's Guardian newspaper. And the headline reads, shut down. Courts forced to close because of power outages. I mean, welcome to Narnia, okay? And also in the Guardian newspaper, Cooper dismissive of F&M's concerns on investment fund. Hi, they don't reach y'all a long time, but it's okay. And then the next, we have more power outages for New Providence. That one make me sad, y'all. Because the other night, my power gone off. And we had to go in the car. I was like, babe, I can't take this no more. My little fan, it done died. Listen, that fan got good hours on it, Chris. Chris, that fan is giving me plenty hours of power. It wasn't even 100% charge. And that little fan, you know, the fan where they just be teasing us women but carrying around. I laugh at my husband. I say, baby, you want me order you one of these fans now? Eh? I say, because you could need one of these. You know, they like laugh and say, boy, y'all just tote these fans everywhere. But I say, look who need to tote this fan now. Because when I put that cool air on him, he was like, boy, baby, this fan bad. This little fan bad. But I can't imagine walking around with, I say, you don't got to walk around with a baby. Don't worry. The season of rain is coming. And in BPL, we do not trust. So we will be ordering these little mini fans like they Lasco 3000s. We could order some of them. And then we could get us some battery packs. And we could be good. We could be good because in BPL, I have no faith in. They told me they was ready for the summer. And, oh, look what you do to me. It's like that song, Sweet Emily say. Oh, look at what you do to me. I never say nothing wrong but y'all. And y'all turn off my light. Ah, where I live, the power underground and all. What y'all turn off my light for? Why? Like, I ain't promised. In Sandy Sand say they could turn on their generator so I could run some electricity and I don't have to go sit by the beach. Can y'all please leave my electricity on, especially during the hours of optimal sleep. I got to come here sounding decent for these people on the radio because they just get me together. If I miss a word, I can't tell them I didn't sleep last night because it was extra hot. I had to go into the car, which means now I'm spending more on fuel. Gas then costs almost $10 a gallon. Do y'all notice the gas still ain't gone down yet? Chris, the gas ain't going down. Is this our new norm? Ever see $5 gas again? But in mother's sake, I remember when during the pandemic when that gas had dropped a tree something. Oh my God. I thought I was a rich girl. I thought I was rich because I was like, $3? What? It was all a dream. Inserts, Biggie, because y'all, you think we could ever see that dream again? I mean, I would be happy for $5. $4.99? We don't do them those special numbers to make it look good. Like, I would take $5.01, $5.10. Anything better than what we're paying for this right now. Please, Jesus. We need a break. And especially if I got to be sleeping in my car every other night. You all got to do something with the gas, man. Give us a break over here. But y'all, I promise y'all, in none of this is what I plan to talk about today, Chris. You know how this go. But I had to tell the people the story time. Now, you know, story time usually is be about me. But I figured I could carry on like how your pastor them is carry on. They stop and they cheering and the members and everyone else in the congregation. So all of, Lord, my friends, I'm going to say, oh, Gabby, now don't go and talk my business on the radio. And Mama going to say, you go on and talk my business on the radio. But guess what, y'all? I ain't going to talk nothing too embarrassing, nothing too crazy. See that I have limits. I have boundaries, you know? So I only can talk about the little funny things y'all is doing, say to me. So let me tell y'all about how exciting this trip is for Guardian. My mommy calls me first thing this morning. I talk, but after 7 o'clock, she didn't call me. You wake? She didn't call. She say, Bella? See, I kind of given you all the family name with the woman that's called me. She say, I gone. And my little sister done text me and tell me the joke. My mommy go and find the newspaper vendor that'll sell Guardian this morning. Because my mommy say, listen, I only need to at least get one in here. But I got to make sure I have some strong chances of winning this thing. So my mommy go out this morning. I go out to the newspaper vendor. I don't know what's he on the side of the road. And she say, could I have 20 copies of Guardian? So the woman say, what? Because she trying to figure out, what in the world you want 20 copies of Guardian newspaper for? Because I don't think anyone has ever come to this woman and said, can you give me 20 copies of newspaper, please? They pull out their little dollar and you know, they go. So the woman proceeds to start counting the newspaper. 1, 2, 3, 4. And she realized, well, Jesus, miss, I don't even have 20 copies of Guardian right now. I got 10 copies of Guardian. So my mommy say, okay, give me them. And she buy 10 copies of Guardian this morning. But Chris, you think that's where she stopped? No, child, because if she only gone to that first woman to get 20, she wasn't stopping. She gone there and gone to the gas station to go look for some more newspaper. So I think they give her but 10 there too. And they give her 10 there and they say, miss, the rest of these is reserved. You can't buy all the Guardian newspaper at the gas station. And you know my mommy had to call me to tell me, but Bella, what you mean they tell her to tell me but these reserved? What kind of business these people doing around here? I come here to buy newspaper and they, I think, this is my theory, y'all. a story time. I take them people wanted to enter the giveaway themselves. And they say, boy, these Guardian newspapers scarce. I gotta keep these said we're selling these today. Because if I could win that beautiful luggage, you know, they take a piece of nice luggage. You know, you had an ad for that. They could be some nice brass and leather luggage. That's what that said. They could be some nice luggage. You got your hotel, that little $1,000 cash. You could go there and feel like a boss. Because if you top that up, because I know, depending on who win, you top that up with what you got. You ain't had to pay for nothing, boy. You know how we go. We just come back with the whole of Florida. So somebody, and my mommy say, boy, I ain't even need to go on a trip. We have to negotiate who I could give the trip away to, but I keeping the luggage and the money. She done plan how. She keeping the luggage and the money, but she giving somebody a free trip. Say, y'all, only your mother, okay? It's the daytime, and you know what? I love it. I said, I have to come on air and share this with you and bring some sunshine to the rainy day. That's currently happening. So let me read some of your texts. Take a quick break after that, after I read the text message. And we'll get into what we're going to talk about today. We'll get into the real thing. Because, y'all, I was wrecking my brain. I was like, oh, my God. We didn't talk about the breast them on Thursday night, you know. Shout out to the Breastfeeding Association and the Ministry, the Department of Health and Wellness. Shout out to Nurse Ranger and Lord, forget Nurse McCarty. Lord, Nurse McCarty ain't gonna forgive me. Good afternoon, special good afternoon to them, y'all. If you missed the show last Thursday, the Breastfeeding Association was here and they were talking about the big latch on. Yeah, all the women them had the babies. It wasn't the man them. It was the babies on the breast, guys. But don't worry. I advocated for you all too. So you all should love me. Because I said, one breast for the baby and one breast for you. See that? I'm all about sharing and caring with you so that we can continue to have happy families in the 242. That didn't sound good, Chris. I'm making sure that the men them still get a bubby to suck. Not that nice already. Lord, even long before my elder text me and say, Gabby, you are on radio, so let me use the correct term for this. Before they get a breast to put in to their mouth. There you go. See that? Let me stick to these scientific terms so I don't get myself in no problem with my elders. I tell them, we got to stop acting like our bodies are taboo. These are things and parts that we have to talk about. We have to talk about them because they are important aspects to the development of our society. Let me get to the text line. This text says, good day, Gabby. Is it possible in the summer, could Nassau people come to Freeport and have power stay on in Nassau? Freeport got power to run half of Florida. Boy, who paying for us to go? Because I would love that. Can I go, please? Can I be the first to sign up to be in Freeport? But I'm wondering how long the stable power is going to be in Grand Bahama, because didn't the government acquire that? Based on the track record of government-acquired assets and management, things don't typically go well, but I am prepared for the worst, but praying for the best for you in Freeport. You definitely deserve a break. This texter says, this travel giveaway package is an excellent promotion and money-making idea for the Guardian and other related stakeholders. Yes! Buy them papers, baby. Buy them papers. And don't forget, if you are a business out there, 302-2300. 302-2300. Shout out to my friend down there on Abundant Life Road, the Sweetens. Mr. Sweeten, y'all, I ain't see y'all in a minute. I got to come hail y'all because y'all got to come do some business with Guardian. I coming over there. We could talk in a minute. But my TGIW friend is here, y'all. They said, good afternoon, Gabby. TGIW. I've been waiting all week for Wednesday. It is a breath of fresh air when you are on air. You need more than one day. Child, I can't help you with that. Oh, Lord. Okay, TGI friend. I see you. We'll talk. I'll send you a message. This text says the power outage should have been happening before election. Why? Yo, man, I so tired. I every other night you just can't sleep. You gotta get on, run on what you could run on. This said, voting for Gabby twins so my NIB to be paid. This person come back. Listen to me. You come back. You see that? You caused me lose my breath, no. You don't want one for me. You want two for me at the same time. I hope you have Consuela on standby. Listen to me. I am putting you as the head of the on Gabby's babies. I'm making an associate head because y'all are advocating for this. And I'm advocating for membership dues from all y'all who are advocating for me to have a baby. Chris, how that sound? I collected membership dues. I'm electing a president. Benefits to my child so I can be able to buy pampers, wipes, and fun child care. Because apparently they want me to have this baby and they still want me to be on radio running on with them all day. So how they figure that? And then they want the baby to be on the titty. When I got time to do all these things, you got to make it work. Something got to work. So therefore, I'm advocating for the Child Care Association of Gabby for all these people. And then the people here want me to have one, Chris. They want me to have two. Two. Why would you wish such a thing on me? You can imagine two little people of me. Can you imagine that? Jesus Lord, what will be of the great world? This text says you about to get a call from Dwight. What I getting a call from Dwight for? Dwight, are you going to call me to tell me you got something for me? Because this text sound like they know something I don't know and you got something to tell me. Chris ain't even know. This next text says, hey, Gabby, good mom story. I hope was not your mom sitting in car in front of the Guardian station filling out the forms. I pull up the drop off my last two forms, met her there, and came out and still this lady filling out those forms. Laugh out loud. I think I got this trip, Gabby. Bless her. Guess what, Chris? I think that was exactly my mom. Because my mom had my little sister in the car helping her this morning. She parked in front of Guardian and had my little sister helping her fill out all them newspapers she buy this morning. Hey, my mommy, the people say you had the Guardian parking lot. You was blocking up a spot and they come to drop off their forms. My God. Anyway, this person say this trip for them, bless up. Listen, this trip is going to be for whomever this trip is for. Unfortunately, I already know it ain't me. Because Chris is a conflict with and just say, we can't win it. If we win, they can say, they had that for y'all. We ain't entered. Don't worry about it, y'all. We ain't even entered. We didn't know how y'all go. It don't even look good for none of us to win. So it don't make no sense. That's that. This person say, Gabby, there is three large solar plant in Freeport. God bless Freeport. I wish there was three large economic engines in Freeport and then we could start moving some of these people out of Nassau. That's what all y'all got to work on. But a friend of mine say, that's what happened when you build a whole city on, on the dope money. That's what they say. They say, back in the day, that's where the magic was coming from. I only said what my friends say. And that's what happened. And then when magic disappeared, so did all the economic prosperity. Y'all think that's what happened? That's what happened for real? This person says, hi, Gabby. I love your mom's Guardian story. Seems like you and her have a great relationship. Child, that's my cross. I, Chris, mommy born the 7th month on the second day. I was the seventh day on the second month. So I'm February 7th and she's July 2nd. You know that have to be my cross, right? That's my cross. Yes, I love my mummy. That is my cross to bear. Y'all, we could take a break. I done had all my soliloquy out the way. I didn't give y'all a story time. But when we come back, we could get into the weeds of things. I have to talk about a serious issue that's plaguing the Bahamas. And I heard something while I was sitting in the car in the rain and the news break came on. And I heard the taxi drivers were in the news again. And I gotta lie, y'all may be mad at me, but I low key, or maybe even high key now, I don't feel sorry for them. I invite one of them on this show, and he was like, oh, we ain't coming on no more shows. We doing what we gotta do. Now you want the media be covering you again? This was last year, or this was earlier this year, of course. I can't remember. But he didn't want to come, the president. And now, he in the news making noise with something again. Anyway, but that ain't even what the show would it be about when we come back. I can need y'all to talk to me when we get back. We'll be right back after this break.
Wendy's is spicing things up this summer with the new jalapeno ranch cheeseburger. A hot, juicy beef patty topped with spicy jalapenos, creamy ranch sauce, melted cheese, and fresh toppings for the perfect balance of cool and spicy. Every bite brings bold flavor that keeps you coming back for more. Turn up the flavor with the new jalapeno ranch cheeseburger at Wendy's today. Available for a limited time only.
No budget for a vacation this summer? No worries. We got you. Guardian Radio 96.9 will fly you and a guest to South Florida for a vacation of a lifetime. Our sweet summer escape gets you round-trip tickets on Bahamas Air. $1,000 spending cash, thanks to Percy's Island Games. Brand new luggage from Brass and Leather. 4 days and three nights at the beautiful Holiday Inn Express Plantation. Free car rental from Hertz, too. All you need is your passport. We got you covered. Enter now for the Guardian Radio 96.9 Sweet Summer Escape. Fill out the form in today's Nassau Guardian and follow us on all social media platforms. Remember, you must be 18 or older to enter. Entry deadline August 12th, drawing August 14th. Taxes not included and certain restrictions apply.
Budgeting and saving? Yes. Investing? Check. But what if you could do more? With an RF brokerage account, you get priority access to local investment opportunities right as they come to the market. Never miss a bond or new share offering again. Plus, you can house all your investments in one place and benefit from expert investment advice. Contact us at brokerage@rfgroup.com to start doing more today. Some conditions apply. RF, money at work.
Orthopedics, where movement becomes medicine and treatments become triumphs. At Cleveland Clinic, it's more than just repairing what's broken. It's how we put ourselves back together to reconstruct, rehabilitate, and restore the things that give us life. The future of orthopedics is already in motion. For every care in the world, Cleveland Clinic.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
106.9 FM Guardian Radio today. Y'all, I swear this show takes its own form, shape, and that's what makes it so authentic when I'm behind the mic, of course. Because we don't go by, we don't follow the regular rules of a radio program, I think, Chris. We don't do them things here. We love it all, keep it edgy, keep it, you know, we got to keep y'all on your toes. Like, what is Gabby going to talk about today? And see, this is why I don't start calling names, because the second I start calling names, I just get myself in trouble. Shout out to my sister Zaria. Hello, Zaria. She's listening. Y'all, Lord, if my sister Zaria turn on a radio, you must see no. It is very serious. But I have a bone to pick with my sister Zaria anyway, so sister, I'll be calling you after the show. And we will talk about that bone I have to pick with you later. Anyways, and air that dirty laundry on the air. But Anna is tuned in, y'all. My friend Anna finally coming over into the streaming land. I don't know why she talked about she was in a meeting. Girl, you're supposed to put the radio, put your phone on and put it on. Tell them, excuse me, this is going to be a part, important part of the meeting. So shout out to all the people in Rev. Tell them, hello, y'all. Gabby is on. We are listening. And y'all need to put it on in y'all offices. And as a matter of fact, y'all need to bring some of that advertising. So, and I need you to walk into marketing office. And I need you to tell them, we're going to need some of that marketing and advertising money. We're going to need some of that l'argent over here. How that sound, Chris? I think that sound right. I don't know why she talking about she was in a meeting. Well, put it on in your meeting. That's the meet. This the meeting here. At 2 o'clock, the only meeting we have in is at Guardian Radio today. It's Wednesday, baby. It's Wednesday. Mm-mm. You just disrupting the program. Anna, get it together, y'all. Tell Anna. See, that's why Anna ain't in the G-Squad, you know. She ain't in the G-Squad. I need the G-Squad members to let her know what is be happening when it's program time. We don't do meetings on program time. You do the meeting before or after and make sure they include lunch, please. And thank you. Lord, it see everybody want to shout out. This is, I don't even know who this is. Text me. I don't even know who this is. They tell me I'm asking them a shout out, but I don't even know who this is. I shame. I very shame. Y'all got to stop doing this to me. Stop doing this to me on these people. Time. Anyway, y'all, we clearly could get into what we're talking about in the second hour. Because I just was be having so much fun on this radio. Y'all don't even understand it. And I love that y'all is be having fun with me. Like, after being in the darkness all night, you don't think we need a little bit of fun at 2 p.m. and plenty all powered and off anyway still? I'm so sorry. And if your power is off, you definitely need to make sure that you have some data on your phone, because I'm not taking up any excuses of why you wasn't listening to me at 2 o'clock. Chris, we have a call on the line. Let's see what the caller have to say, because clearly I can start talking about my topic in the next hour. Calling you live on Guardian Radio today with Gabby.
Hey, what's happening, Gabby?
All right, your mom, what you said?
Everything cool, man. Listen, when you put out a press statement, I believe your press statement should be at least plausible.
Uh-huh.
Today in Nassau, another transformer blew up.
What?
But that's the third transformer in Nassau blew up in the space of, what, a month? I mean, explain to me why that only a DPL, these one-off strange occurrences has happened.
So is it you sound like you're a engineering electricity man. I don't bother with electricity. I get shocked one time in my life, and I know not to push my hand by any current no more. So me and electricity don't go unless it's powering my air conditioning and the TV and the lights. So what is it that could possibly be causing this? Because I also heard
I can't pinpoint where I heard it. If it was from a credible media source, and I don't like to, I heard that they lack. Was it during that press conference when they said they're short of the expertise needed at whatever this Bahamas Grid company, whatever this new company is, they're short of the expertise needed to make the grid?
Well, I'm not quite sure if it's a matter of expertise. I do believe that it's a matter of negligence, and negligence on behalf of BPL. In terms of properly maintaining the equipment and properly servicing the equipment, you know, because the government and BPL are being pushing this line that, you know, we have outdated equipment or we have aged mm-hmm. equipment or the equipment is old. But again, all around the world, not all around, but there are many countries around the world with aged equipment. Mm-hmm. UK, France, Germany, Cuba, Haiti, Jamaica, all these places have old equipment. The difference between them and the Bahamas, they maintain their old equipment. So old equipment doesn't define reliability. Mm-hmm. New equipment could be just as reliable as old equipment once you maintain it.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that the government is just, not just the government, I have to fall on the government. And also the question that need to be asked, and this is one of the reasons why heads need to rule. Who was it who told the minister that we're ready for the summer?
Mm-hmm.
You see, that person needs to be looked at.
And they have advisors. That.
And not just that. Who told that person that we're ready for the summer? So someone needs to answer the question. Why was that statement made that Nassau is ready for the summer? And BPL said they test the system for summer readiness, but how can you test the system without putting load on it? So this narrative that the equipment is old, is breaking down because it's old, to me that don't fly because this is not the only country with old equipment.
Mm-hmm.
And not just that. Why is it that, and you all need to stop that talk right now, but come and report to share our power.
well, you don't have no room for me to stay up?
If you don't come for a weekend, fine, but you got to go back.
Oh my gosh, this isn't one thing, but you all selfish, eh? Share the wealth.
But, you know, but another thing, right? How come the Transformers and Grandmama ain't blowing up?
They all ain't got nobody on them. You all ain't got no people. You all ain't got no development. You all ain't got nothing going on there. That's why.
According to the Prime Minister and according to BPL, that's not why it's blowing up. It's blowing up because of the temperature. The extreme heat, that's why it's blowing up. They have nothing to do with load. That's why I said when you give a press statement, your press statement should be at least plausible.
Yes, thank you. Thank you so much for your call. I found where I read it, and it was in the Nassau Guardian. It was in the Nassau Guardian at some point. That's where I read it. When asked yesterday if he was disappointed that the country continues to see poor electricity service and frequent outages, David said the institutional knowledge of the grid in BPL BGC is no longer there. So it was indeed said by our prime minister, in fact, when interviewed by the Nassau Guardian. So see, I tell you all, I just be trying to make sure I'm quoting credible sources and getting you credible information. I am confused about who's BBL and who's BGCSE. I feel like, is this an exam? Are we taking a test? BPL, BGCSE, Pike, Psych. I don't know who running the power. One time ago, we only had BEC to blame. Now it's like 10 different people involved in this one thing, and it's like, no, look over there, look over there. Oh, who responsible? Who in charge? Did we sell? Did we not sell? The Bahamian people own this company. The Bahamian people run this company. What's going on? I didn't even intend to talk about the lights today, y'all. Y'all see what has happened? Because when we come back after the break, I have to talk about what I plan to talk about too. But seeing that we got into this and I ain't got no power and I couldn't sleep, this is what has happened when you don't sleep, you know, Chris. This is what has happened when you don't get sufficient rest. Your brain just be all over the place. So let me take a next caller before we go to the news break. Carla, you're live on Guardian Radio today.
How you doing?
I'm excellent. How are you?
Honey, you have so much energy for somebody who didn't sleep.
So could you imagine what a full night's rest would do for me?
Okay, so I have two things. One is good news and one is just a concern.
Okay.
The news is that I'm pleased with my light bill. I'm really pleased with my light bill.
Okay, awesome. One of us. Thank you.
And yeah, just like it. I have one other thing. But the caller called in earlier from Grand Bahama and they're so pleased with the electricity. Like, honestly, that is so amazing. Like,
yeah.
We need to find out what it is that's happening over there and adapt some of their, whatever they're doing over there. Because they seem quite happy and quite content. So that is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is, I really want to hear a lot about solar panels being placed on hospitals or schools.
Mm-hmm.
I guess for me, I don't know why. I don't know anything about electricity. But I feel like once we start,
installing.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Like, to me, I feel like that would answer so many problems. I don't know if that's a fact or not, but
I think that would
make me more comfortable, make mm-hmm. me relax more. And then in addition to that, I think we need, the ministries need to work together. If they're saying that there's a lot of pressure on the system, then they need to implement some things on the parks so the children can get outside and have some water sports or do some, water activities or something where it's cool, build some, set up some more trees or whatever so that everybody doesn't feel a need to have to be in the house because outside is so hot. And then it's so healthy to be outside.
Yes.
So they need to, the parks need to work with the ministry, with DPL and other, and health and all of that to make sure that they implement some things, so, mm-hmm. not just work in isolation. That's my thought for today.
Thank you so much for calling. And you sound like a new caller, too. So welcome, welcome, welcome. And thanks for calling in. Listen. Okay. It's 2 minutes of news. Let's get this. Let's squeeze this caller in. We got it? We got it? Okay. Caller, you got 30 seconds. Go ahead.
Caller. Okay. You know how BBL have like three different systems, right?
Uh-huh.
Some slow turning, some fast turning, and all in synchronized.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So you have these different systems trying to get on one grid. And the only buffer in between the grid is what?
Caller.
Transformers.
I don't know nothing but electricity, and
okay.
I ain't even can pretend to know, so I gonna need you just to tell me the point of it, because
okay.
I don't even know if you accurate or not. I just know when I plug in...
No, I'm accurate.
Hey,
I'm accurate.
Chris, I just know
I'm
when
okay.
I plug in the plug, my device
okay.
supposed to turn on.
okay.
And I
like you got,
get shocked.
Okay, you got a couple of folks playing in a band, right? And all of them playing the same music. But for some reason, it ain't coming out right because somebody off.
Uh-huh.
Now, if you could move the sound system, and you could twist things here, and you can, even things out. Okay?
Okay.
The transformer serves as the buffer in the entire system.
Thank you so much, caller. But unfortunately,
okay.
I gave you 2 minutes and I tell you we had 30 seconds. You see how generous and graceful I is? But now you have to call me back after the news break, after I didn't introduce my topic now. You got to give me a chance to talk about what I actually plan on talking about. And because I got to follow the rules that govern the station and my producer and my boss don't put me off the air, I got to go to the news break because you already know what time it is. It's 3 o'clock. I didn't run on for a whole hour. My sister didn't tell me I come here late because it was raining. And that's actually Ian why we couldn't find the song we was looking for. But it's okay. We'll be right back after the news break.
This is Guardian Radio,
your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
FM today. Welcome, welcome back. And if you are just joining us, welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. This is Guardian Radio today with your illustrious host, the one, the only, the hostess with the mostest. Someone say, how you get all this energy and you thought but you would sleep? Can you imagine what a full night's rest would do for a girl? Gabby, I am so happy and delighted to be in your company. But now, y'all, I want to get on to the serious business that is this show. Oh, boy. We used to have so much fun on here. I just forget sometimes. I just plan this, you know. Y'all think I just don't sit down and plan what I come to talk about. And then sometimes, you know, sometimes we have to allow for that open discussion, you know, Chris. But now I want to talk about what I plan to talk about. And I'm going to give out the lines at the top so that you have the numbers. So get your pen, get your paper, write them down. I can say I'm slow so that you have the numbers to call, because apparently I just sound like I on times two when I giving out these phone numbers. Matter of fact, that's the only way I just listen to your voice note. Don't send me no long voice note and think I playing that on times one. I wish they had times three, because some of y'all just take long. Long, long, long. Like, you see my last caller friend? You could call back later, though, after I done talk with the thing up. I tell you at 30 seconds, you take 2 minutes. And still ain't tell me what you was telling me about the electricity. I didn't tell you I don't know nothing but electricity. Other than, and now, mind you, I know little something I know about the ground wire, you know, to keep everything, like, grounded, you know, make sure you don't get electrocuted, your things don't blow up, you know, a little bit about the ampage and stuff like that. You know, the little basic things. But I know electrician specialist. I just know that the current's supposed to be on when I turn on the light switch. And it don't be coming on all the time. And then sometimes they just be turning it off while I try to sleep. And that don't be a good thing. But anyway, the numbers to call for the day is show 323-6232, 325-4316. 325-4259, and anywhere from our beautiful family of islands, 242-300-5720. And texters, y'all have the number locked in. I'm going to read some of your texts, 422-4796. And of course, shout out to my grand Bohemian family. Listen, CJ, how you have these people and telling mama I carrying on bad? They done say they can report me to mama. Y'all alone, report me to mama, please. Shout out to mama if you're listening. Because mama probably listening to me, Karen. But anyway, she probably said, yeah, that's right, Gabby. See that? Because mama know. Mama know these people ain't making no sense down here in Narnia. She know. And then I have to send a special shout out to my niece. She say she's my favorite niece. My one favorite niece. But she ain't the only niece I got. But she deem herself as a favorite because she say she does listen to the show too. Y'all see that? I tell y'all, I over here bringing in these generations. Now I got to go let all her little 15-year-old friends download this app. Because I have to make sure that Guardian continues to educate them and be their station for fresh news, smart talk all day. I got to make sure my niece children go to school. They're having educated conversations. They're having informed conversations. Because, you know, this new generation, they got plenty of opinions. Speaking of opinions, I want to get yours on this. I was thinking about, hey, there was something that happened during the time when my husband and I celebrated our wedding anniversary. And I didn't tell y'all that in story time because, you know, it just be so much stories. And we went to a particular place for lunch. We had a really good lunch there. And I guess I could summarize this. Long story short, We had great, exceptional customer service from the waiter, but the customer service from the owners were lackluster. I don't know if it was like a prejudice that they had, just because something particular, like the rice for one of the dishes, it was a bit hard. My husband was like, hey, this has like hard pieces. So, you know, rice creates like a pot cake around the edges, the outer lane. So maybe what happened was that the cook scraped too closely up and it got mixed up into the pot. So he noticed that there was a lot of it, or maybe they scraped the bottom, but according to the owner, you know, it was a fresh batch, whatever. And so they kind of refused to serve us any more food, any more dishes and stuff like that. And it got me thinking about an even deeper issue in this country, and it was like customer service today. And I wanted to kind of start there with like restaurants, the issue of gratuity. And now I'm not here to argue against the automatic gratuity. People have fought for workers in this, in the hospitality industry, to receive these gratuities, and there was reason for that. So that's not what we're here to discuss or fight about. I really wanted to talk about is the system, though, working to benefit the customer as well. Because when 15%, and in some cases 18%, is automatically added to the bill, the employee knows that this gratuity coming, Chris. I slap up all you want. You didn't order this $300 steak. You could pay that 15%, you know, plus VAT. So is it necessarily that we're receiving good customer service? I've heard complaints coming across sectors, every sector, industry, not just tourism, just all over, about the lack thereof of customer service that exists in the Bahamas. And then it brought me to tipping. You know, are people like saying, even though they're getting this automatic 15% gratuity, this person ain't giving me nothing extra, no way. They ain't putting nothing, they ain't gonna top this check up, so it is what it is. Sometimes even at resorts, for those of you that have had staycations, you find that, mind you, you're paying, sometimes if you don't catch it on a special, the same rate as any guest there. You're in a nice suite in a nice room, so you would have paid. But because, don't let them hear that Bahamian accent. What if you done got your black card working against you, Chris? You're done the color of this pen in my hand. That's strike one. Strike two, you open up your mouth and they hear that twang. They hear that hard go, boy. The service is like, oh, this a Bahamian? Oh, this a Bahamian? I like serving Bahamians. I don't like serving Bahamians. They don't like tip. And I know this is a catch-22 because there is a story for the workers on the other end, because some of y'all is ridiculous. Y'all is do too much when y'all go to these places, these restaurants, etc. But we're not talking about that. Let's just talk about the onset of customer service, that initial walking into the store, the attentiveness, a greeting, knowledge of the menu, checking back on the table, not having to hunt someone down when I need something. Basic courtesy when you go into a shop. I went into a shop the other day, and you know I have a little, my friend told me that I am a shopaholic, but I don't admit that. They say I will never get into a recovery because I don't ever admit that I have a problem. But I go into stores, and oftentimes I see people, sometimes the workers are just like chatting it up. Let me say good afternoon or whatever. Sometimes it's a delayed response on even, can I assist you with anything? Are you looking for anything in particular today? Child, don't let them be enthralled in something deep. They ain't even on your run because they got to finish this juicy conversation they was having before they even think about what type of experience or service I'm going to provide them with.
particularly when you come into the restaurant, when you look, and we're looking at this holistically in across industries. Particularly when you sit down to go and eat. And eating over here ain't cheap, Chris. My friend, them had a place for their bunting. I tell you, I tired of these Leos. I ready to be done with them. Eating over here ain't cheap. And so, when you drop in the type of money that Bahamians drop eating, vacationing, doing any sort of activity, patronizing your business, whether it's a product or a service, do you think at the very least you should provide them with quality assurance? Not insurance, assurance. You all see what I just did there? What happened to customer service in the Bahamas? Because this certainly isn't just about restaurants. Sometimes you walk into businesses in this country and you feel like you have disturbed the employees just by coming in. Like just by walking in the door, Chris, you ever feel like, sorry, it's a bad time for y'all. No problem. I can slide out right here. You see that little SpongeBob meme would say, I got Squidward where he's like, I got leave you. This is my cue. I can slide right out. Like, how is it? Because in the same breath, when we're arguing for more wages, equitable pay, all these things, where is the onus on us to provide a customer experience that is worth paying for? And on top of that, don't let me be in a restaurant where the food costs, the ticket amount for me to fly somewhere else and not be here. I gotta be waving you down. Hi, can I get some water? Can I get some ice? My drink being empty. Ain't nothing like when you're in a restaurant and you suck in the ice, like you suck in the bottom of the cup. You trying to tell me, miss or mister, you ain't hear me here. I at the point where I chewing ice now. And you ain't gonna offer me another drink? Not only does this benefit your employer, but this benefits you directly, who get 15 to 18% off of the top of everything that I eat and drink. Don't let me be in a good mood, because my husband gonna ask me, baby, how much you think I should leave them? On top of what the automatic tip is. And some of y'all just is look at people and walk away from your own blessings based on the poor customer service that you give. Then some of you who are not in the tipping industry at all, you think it wise that you, because you ain't getting tipped to do this, but you're getting paid to do a job, that whatever buck up goes, particularly y'all need to turn the music up, turn the radio up in this government office, because I know you're listening. Y'all think that we should be on here fighting for y'all for raises. Because anyone who believes in, you know, being Bahamian, we should be fighting for y'all because we be standing on and on with y'all too, man. Come on. But the service that y'all provide to the public, it sucks. It leaves much to be desired. And sometimes these services don't even be free government services, you know. Nothing is be more hurtful than when you had to pay for a government service and you still can't even get a good afternoon, ma'am. Thank you for choosing the blah, blah, blah corporation. It is my pleasure to take your call today. What happened to that? How may I direct you? How may I assist you? How may I be of service? Good afternoon. You need something? If you need something, I could be over there. Like, okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, I'll come back when y'all open again. Let's go to the phone lines. Carla, you're live on Guardian Radio today.
Good afternoon, Gabby. I'm really enjoying your show.
Good afternoon.
But when you said customer service, mm-hmm. You're in a mess. Now, I don't know if you go in the banks.
Oh, Jesus.
And they got these girls who don't have no class, no etiquette. They only got this hair on.
What
and
they
makeup
got?
No.
They only got hair on.
Yeah, fingernail and eyelashes. What let me give this? You an. Let me tell you what happened to me the other day. I was in the bank. I'm doing a transaction, And after we got to a certain point, she just packed up the things, left, and gone. I go, miss, what you doing? Where are you going? Well, what am I supposed to do? You finished? You did? You know, talking about it. I was doing so I could sit down. And they don't, and you don't know how long you're going to be. And they don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
Some people come in the bank, or they're not well. They have a bad back and a bad knee.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're going to just leave and go, or you got to go in the back, say something so I can go and sit down. Because I'm in contact.
Mm-hmm.
And they wouldn't even say, excuse me, sir, I got to go and do this and do that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why they don't train these people when they give these numbskull girls who just got a C average in high school and put them on the front line. And they tend to put these people to the front.
Man, like I used to say, it's only the girls. Is these boys still mad?
Okay, let's say the boys too, but they have to learn to say, excuse me a minute, sir, I have to go this way, or I have to go. Don't just leave you standing there, and you don't know if she's coming back, or she could be going for lunch.
Jesus, you could imagine? You started up there, and it's happened before, you know.
Yes, I watched them, and they put them to the front where, I mean, customer service is important.
Mm-hmm.
And even in the government buildings, they need to train these people because they come from their house where they don't speak to nobody in the house. They don't say good morning. They don't say thank you. They don't say excuse me. They don't say nothing in their home.
Mm-hmm.
They're not used to that. And so they bring that same thing to their job.
Mm.
They have to be aware of these things. I mean, we as a country need to be aware, man, and train our people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you just can't put these people on the front line with decent people.
Yeah.
But like, they have no class, no etiquette.
No class.
Just pretty fingernail and eyelashes. Not an ounce of brain.
Thank you so much, Carla. I appreciate your contributions today. Y'all ain't got, you hear what he say? You're there in a bank. And that speaks of it, right? So which industry, I want to hear from y'all, which industry do you think, we're not going to call business names and establishment names, but which industries do y'all think, y'all, I done set the rule, don't call the show and call the people business names, because they may be my sponsor and I need to tell them about it later. Text it, like if you have a little side quest, text it to me so I could let the people know on the side. Like, you know, or you know how to... Them other people used to do, they used to give a very descriptive, you know, a very descriptive note. And everybody could know what you're talking about. You see that? Without calling the name. Y'all got to be smart, man. When you want to put someone on blast, without putting them on blast. You see, like that time I tell you about the story with the judge with Bimini. I ain't even call a woman name. And she know I was talking about her. You see that? You got to be so descriptive to the point where... They are questioning themselves. This woman talking about me? Because they know what they do. But which industry y'all think? I know. Between, it only the light people, you only got one. Ain't no competition in there. What y'all think with the cable people? Because, oh boy, that's another thing. The cable people, the insurance people, the restaurant people. Gee, man, customer service just in the pits. And then the taxi people, I want to add them to this. The taxi and the delivery drivers having it out. They're having it out. And I feel sorry. I don't feel a lick of sorry for y'all because in 2026, why we still pulling up like this? Why? Why we still pulling up to a sport when there are places around the world that have uniformed these services? And because we have so many of y'all and y'all refuse to bend and be open to technology and where the future is taking us, y'all just want to be piled up at different destinations for somebody to wave y'all down. I won't be able to go on my phone. And if I don't feel like driving my car to the airport, I want to be able to find the nearest taxi or livery driver. Because you got Uber and then you got Uber LX, right? I want to be able to find the nearest taxi driver in my area. So I want to be able to decide if I want to come in your breakdown taxi where you ain't got no air condition. And
you look like you just roll out of bed and wake up. Or I won't go in the Uber LX. XL. Look at me say, I dyslexic. Uber XL. You know them said, Chris, where you decide. Because let me tell you something, them Suburbans is be nice. And if you're charging me Suburban money, I just need y'all to make it make sense. This is why y'all having a problem. You're trying to charge Suburban money, but picking in with the little minivan thing name, the little Japanese version. They Nissan what? What they is? Sierra. Yeah, there you go. You picking me up in a Nissan Sierra. How you figure that? And you charging me Suburban price. How you figure that? This and all of that, and then your customer service ain't top tier. So you trying to figure out why the person at the airport choosing to go there because people have already heard about you now. They've heard about the service they get. They heard about the crookedness that some of you do. Not all, but some of you. You're charging people $90, $100 just to go from right there to right there. Man, when I used to hear it to go from Poop Deck East right over the bridge, I heard a guest say they get charged $90. The bridge toll is what? $2. $90 to go to Poop Deck East from Poop Deck East Bay right there on Paradise Island, Atlantis. Well, murder, she wrote. And then the customer service was so lackluster, and then y'all didn't even have no air conditioning. And y'all charge them people $90, but y'all call, you know. They could walk that, you right. They could walk that. And then y'all want us feel sorry for y'all. I just saying. It's time for us to get with it now. We need a form, a form of app, some similar to the Uber, where we could have, where there are standards that govern everyone. People have the right to decide whether they want to be transported in a luxury vehicle or whether they want to save on some money and go in a classic taxi. People have a right to that. But instead of y'all blocking up the airport, protesting everywhere, with your lackluster customer service, how about you just come into step into the 21st century and put all y'all on an app and let's run with that, man. Uber 242. What you say about that? Call you live on Guardian Radio today.
Hey, gracious, Gabby. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Question. Hey, you was a mango. The taxi pick you up, you got to be a mango. You only could be a mango, geez. Because guess what? I had a bad experience about 14 years ago. I'll never call the taxi again.
What?
Honest to God, I'd never do it.
Jesus, and that's 14 years ago.
I was doing my mummy. You know, I like to tell stories. We back in the day, we have to tell our stories.
Uh-huh.
I was back in the day living with mummy, right? My gal is by me till about 1:30, almost 1:45 in the morning, right? So now, you know, he ain't got no car, so I say, okay, let me go call the taxi, right?
Uh-huh.
I call the taxi, right? The taxi say, hello, could you have a taxi to come and talk to this? Now, the service was nice, right? The lady politely told me, we don't go and talk to them.
How she said? I'm sorry, sir. You're in the ghetto.
We don't go in Foxville area. So I told her, right? I said, to be honest with you, I live in a good part of Foxville, not the bad part.
The good part? What is the good part? I can let you go.
It's a good part of Foxville. I tell you, God is my witness. It's a good part of Foxville where no one even know about. I used to live through there.
Uh-huh.
That's why I can't even tell you. But uh-huh. It's a good part. So I explained to the lady in full detail. I said, look here, I live in a good part. Uh-huh. This part of like Cable Beach.
Uh-huh.
The woman politely told me, no, sir, sorry, we do not go in the Foxville area. So after that, you could pray to sweet Jesus, I would never call a taxi again. Now, second thing with the restaurants, right?
Mm-hmm.
We like to complain to one another about the restaurants. You know what we have bad habit doing? We go straight back there the next day.
Mm-hmm.
Gabby, I've been to a restaurant, right? A fast food restaurant. First of all, I was on the line for 1 hour and 45 minutes.
For fast food.
So mm-hmm. I called, because my nephew's in the car, right? He called, I said, look, I tired this, you know what now, right? You're using bad language now. So I called them, right? I said, miss, I said, you honestly think you supposed to be in a fast food restaurant for 1 hour and 45 minutes, but they're saying fast food is slow food. So I told her, I said, look here, by the time I reached out, and I only stay on the line, my nephews then wanted some fries. And I ain't going to details which place it was. So I said, look here, I want complimentary apple pies.
And didn't we even offer you nothing minutes. Like how, I ain't gonna lie, when my good Christian company, who I like eat fast food from, the place where they sell, like, you know, the chicken, the chicken in him, you know that? When I go to them, if they forget the sauce out of my bag, they just be like, I'm so sorry, ma'am, can I offer you a complimentary? And I'm like, gee, you only forgot the sauce.
But Gabby, I want to ask you a question, right? You realize nowadays for fast food restaurants, they have honest to God, this is the truth. They have, some of them have something to innovate, saying you have to ask for condiments. What the hell? You got to ask for ketchup now? When they first open up, right, they sell the mustard, the mayonnaise, the ketchup, the relish. They are all type of food you even ask for.
Yeah. You gotta go. Remember the little paper cups. You gotta go and pump the ketchup in yourself. You gotta go and pump them in. Sit down, and you're sitting there. I used to love sitting.
Come on, please.
Dip your fries, nah.
Yeah, service is crazy. So what I do is, right? If I like this, what I do now. If I go to a business establishment, right? I don't like their service. No, I do. I no longer go there. I don't patronize the service anymore. I don't patronize the business anymore.
That's what we gotta do. That's what we got to do. But I ain't gonna lie. Sometimes it is be the... What happened when it's the only place? Like, we cannot patronize PPL. Like, what are we supposed to do? We got to pay the bad bills.
See?
We got to get the lousy light. Or take your... Everybody got to sacrifice. We should throw an ASU.
That's the problem, man.
We got to sacrifice and put soul on our house, man.
Where's the monopoly? You only have one person to turn to. Remember, I can tell you, before I go right and give you a prime example right now. Remember when BTC, the telco, was the only service? My service was horrible. But the minute a different, they break the monopoly rate, all of a sudden you could get cell phone, a little bubbler for $45.
And all of a sudden you could get $10 data. Yeah, but DTC. Thank you so much.
They have the better service now because see, competition. Just like, okay.
Boy, my friends and the other people listening, y'all, I hope y'all hear that. Come spend some of y'all advertising dollar because I ain't advertising y'all for free. This man say, our text line is powered by BTC, by the way. So, our other friends, y'all, let us know why y'all good.
Yeah, anyway, let me let the callers get in, though. But great show, usual.
Thank you so much. Listen, these are the conversations we love to have. I'm going to quickly get to some of your text messages because I know they charge y'all to send these texts. And my texts is to remind me that, Chris, but when y'all pay money to send texts, make the text make sense, okay? It's just a friendly reminder and disclaimer. Make it make sense so I don't have to be trying to decode your inscriptions. Is this code language? I don't want to have to do that. This text says, we need Pike to come back and run the whole company. These people have no clue what they're doing. Everyone there needs to be fired. Let the Americans run the company. Clearly, those people are lost and incompetent. What a joke. This is coming in from our text line because y'all like to say, Gabby say these things, and Gabby ain't say that. Jeez, what the texters pay. You still pay 5 cents for text? I don't know, because most texts are included in plans now. How much a text cost? Remember when text used to be 5 cents a text? I don't even know how much text costs now, because when you buy the little data plans, they include so much SMS messages. This texter says, a transformer has one single purpose. That's to step voltage up or step down. When the PM supposedly bought GB Power, it said GB Power builds needs to be in line with the rest of the Bahamas. What would BPL Power Bill really looks like in government if government stops subsidizing BPL? Wow, that's a question for you. This text says, Gabby, it's the government sector. It's horrible. So the government sector, y'all, I think they're crowning government offices, I'm so sorry, they're crowning y'all the worst customer service ever. You're getting the worst customer service award. It's awards day on Guardian Radio today, and we are awarding worst customer service to the government service industry. I think they've pulled away from the competition, and they carry that award home. I think they are also the reigning champions for 53 consecutive years. 53 consecutive years. Congratulations to government services for the worst customer service. Y'all, but if we talk about the best, which industries have the best customer service? Because, y'all, we can't be all bad here. We got to talk about it. So let me take another phone call, and then we'll get back to the text line. Caller, you're live on Guardian Radio today. Caller, are you there? You lost that caller? Of course, you want to put through the next caller. Caller, you're live on Guardian Radio today. Listen to me. Don't listen to your radio.
Hello.
Hi, you're live.
Hey, Gabby, how you doing?
I'm excellent. How are you?
Oh, fine. I'm interested. Maybe say hello to your mama.
Oh, mommy, you got fans and all now. Mommy, you see, you got fans now. Hi, mommy.
It's Bonkinita from Grandma. It's now, so say hi to your mommy. what about the grandmommy from before I get to your phone?
Pardon me?
You say you're from Grand Bahama?
I say from Grandma. My grandmother lived there, and I went to school there for a short time. She lived off of Call Road, through Hawaii Avenue.
Nassau woman. Okay.
Yeah, but I was a little conqueror. I was a conqueror for a short time. Freeport Primary conqueror, sir.
Okay.
Grandma mighty, mighty conqueror. Lady.
They got some beautiful lady down there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I want to answer to one of your texts that say that the American run the company.
Mm-hmm.
For an isolated incident, you're going to insult the whole entire Bahamians and the engineers from the foundation of BEC.
Mm.
They've been running this company.
Mm-hmm.
One isolated thing, you're going to insult the whole entire engineering folks who went off to school and come back. What difference do American brains and the Bahamian brains, Gabby?
I don't think it was one isolated incident. I think it's been a pattern of events. One off time here and there, but I think it's a pattern, caller. And when things have become a pattern of outages, like during the summer, and I don't think it's them insulting. I mean, I'm just trying to take this from the positive aspect of the texter.
I think
because I want to go back to what I read into your hearing with Mr. Davis saying that they lack the expertise, that there is a shortage of expertise there at the company. So maybe we need to send more Bahamians to be trained. We have to get away from tourism. And that's what I want to talk about tomorrow.
Right, but we got Bahamians here who got there.
Do we have enough? Do we have enough? Because the demand is growing.
For isolated problem like this? Yes.
You think this is isolated?
It is isolated. Mm-hmm. I don't think the next summer you're going to have this problem.
Oh, boy. We've been saying that for a lot of summers. Thank you so much, caller. Thank you so much for your call. I want to take this last call, and then we'll take a quick break. Caller, you're live on Guardian Radio Day. The guy said isolated. I mean, Chris, for every summer since you and me been alive, we ain't had no power. Is it safe to say that this isolated? That's crazy. Wow, crazy work, caller. Next caller, you're live on Guardian Radio today.
Hey, we like to complain about companies, right? But some certain companies actually give good customer service.
Okay, who you got?
Physical planning. They give good, very good. You won't believe it. You can call Physical Plans, one of the government agencies. You can call and they'll actually answer the phone.
Wow.
Second place, Ministry of Works. Now, the phone isn't working there to get the
you ain't going
to
come on here and give Ministry of Works no award after we didn't give the people the worst service award. They collectively didn't carry the award.
Gabby, the customer service good?
The customer service good. You know, I've been dealing with Ministry of Works now for well over a year. Child, my best friend, and send me one voice note. I got to listen to this on the break because I know this about Ministry of Works.
No, I tell you, but the customer service there is actually good.
I've had a lot of good experiences.
The product of work they give might be luster, right? But the service is actually good.
Okay. Shout out to Miss Nan down there at the Ministry of Work. Nan, you really just do me good. Shout out to Miss Nan. See that? I got some good customer service from Miss Nan when I had to, I'm still dealing with them, by the way. I had to carry my things back there. So hopefully when I carry it back there, it'll be cool. So I didn't give them the, I can't pull away Ministry of Works from the rest of the government. The government services collectively carry the award. So you got to tell me who get the award for the best service, which industry? We'll be right back after this break.
Ring that big bass here.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
No budget for a vacation this summer? No worries. We got you. Guardian Radio 96.9 will fly you and a guest to South Florida for a vacation of a lifetime. Our sweet summer escape gets you round-trip tickets on Bahamas Air. $1,000 spending cash, thanks to Percy's Island Games. Brand new luggage from Brass and Leather. 4 days and three nights at the beautiful Holiday Inn Express Plantation. Free car rental from Hertz, too. All you need is your passport. We got you covered. Enter now for the Guardian Radio 96.9 Sweet Summer Escape. Fill out the form in today's Nassau Guardian and follow us on all social media platforms. Remember, you must be 18 or older to enter. Entry deadline August 12th, drawing August 14th. Taxes not included and certain restrictions apply.
At Star General, you can go gold. Comprehensive car insurance covers loss or damage from accidents, fire, theft, and third-party liability. But the gold package gives you increased coverage for rental car and windscreen, personal accident, medical benefits, deductible waiver, and 24-hour roadside assistance where available. Our Star General Gold package also gives you up to $2,500 for accidental damage to a rental car anywhere in the Bahamas. Go gold with Star General. Insurance made simple.
Hungry for some serious beef? Then get ready, because Burger King Nassau is bringing back the double quarter pound king. That's a full half pound of flame grilled beef, topped with melty cheese, tangy mustard, crunchy pickle, and fresh onions. Served on a toasted sesame seed bun. Classic style. Big flavor. Big protein. Big satisfaction. Get your double quarter pound king meal with medium fries and a drink for only $10.35. More food, less money. Only at Burger King Nassau.
Headed to South Florida soon? Holiday Inn Express in Plantation welcomes you to the heartbeat of Florida fun. Whether it's business or pleasure, the Holiday Inn Express is close to sensational shopping, captivating dining, and nightlife. Elevate your Florida experience. Sleep well and rest easy at Holiday Inn Express. Complimentary breakfast buffet featuring seasonal favorites. Keep up your fitness routine in our 24-hour on-site fitness center with cardio equipment and free weights, or take a refreshing swim in our outdoor pool. Your special Bahamas tourist rate awaits. Holiday Inn Express, 1701 North University Drive in Plantation. Book your getaway now. Call directly at 954-472-5600 or the sales department for reservations and additional information.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
FM Guardian Radio today. Welcome back. Listen, y'all, these 2 hours is go fast. What can I say? We had a lot to talk about today. It was, you know, on a rainy day, sometimes it's just be a little more chill. We spend the voice hour just, what did we go on about during the first hour, Chris? I think a lot happened during the first hour. But it always comes full circle. See that? It always comes full circle back to everything that we need to talk about and let you get out. So if you're just joining in, you done missed half of the show. I don't know why you're just tuning in. But let me fill you in. We're talking customer service
which industries in the Bahamas has the worst and the best customer service, because we don't just want to highlight the bad, but let's highlight some of the people with the good customer service, like what industry, like, you deal with, it's just exceptional customer service. Like, you gone somewhere and you was just like, chivalry is not dead. Like, you had that feeling, like, it was like being a young woman and a guy gets up out of his seat and you'd be like, oh my God, chivalry's not dead. That's one. I want us to feel about customer service in the Bahamas. So let's get back to the phone lines. Caller, you're live on Guardian Radio today.
Good afternoon, Gabby. Thank you for taking my call.
Good afternoon.
I just want to say, Gabby, your producers give good customer service, man.
Yes. Shout out to my producer, Christoph Henneman. The best, top tier, A+, mwah, mwah. Okay, shout out to Guardian, okay? Top tier, okay?
Yeah,
we putting Guardian, get Guardian award. That's okay, and, that's biased.
And I don't know, I don't really recall too many places, but just want to give a shout out, I guess, to the ladies down at Value Depot. I think that's the place on Harrell Road, Donnie Darling Highway, or whatever case it be.
Uh-huh.
They sell, like, the wholesale grocery, like, thing like that.
They give you good customer
service. They give good Good service. Whenever I go on there, they always give good service. But just quickly, Gabby, mm-hmm. when you're talking about the text messages, right,
mm-hmm.
and the cost of it, right, I can remember, a couple of years ago, when it had gone from 5 cents to 7 cents with a particular provider, right? I never heard of any, you know, nationwide announcement that they were going up, right? But then this morning, I think it was this morning, on CA Newry, when he was talking about the text, he was saying people spend 10 cents to send a text. And I don't know if it's 10 cents, right? But if it is, right?
I don't know.
If it has risen to 10 cents, and if the providers have not announced that, then that's bad customer service. Yes?
Boy, y'all providers, y'all look like y'all trying to share this award with government.
Yeah, I say if not, I mean, like I say, CA talk about 10 cents.
Mm-hmm.
But one quick thing, Gabby, I heard you mention, I just want to ask you something. I just want to know what I'm missing, right?
Uh-huh.
Then you were saying something about somebody lack expertise.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Now, I mean, I hope you ain't saying that someone operating a business, right? And they take on business.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't have the expertise to do the business they take on.
That leading right? us down another topic.
Now, I hope down what you're telling me, Gabby.
Mm-hmm.
Because, see,
mm-hmm.
if you're telling me that, right? I mean, and something that's putting the cart before the horse, all type of different stupidness. But see, you can't be doing them kind of things when the quality of life of the whole nation depends on you having that expertise.
Mm-hmm.
Or should I say, on you being able to do your job properly. You understand? And
yeah.
I mean, and they're going to, and that's the excuse that they're given, right, that they lack the expertise to deal with the business that they are supposed to deal with. Man, like, yeah, that should be a criminal offense.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
I understand.
And we the people should say, look, we ain't taking that. I mean, we just want our things back. We want everything back to be public owned. And we can make sure that our leaders run these things essential. Efficiently and the very essential service to be run, and we ain't gonna tolerate no corruption. Because if anything going wrong, we going down by the Rawson Square. We taking them out the House of Parliament.
We ain't doing nothing. We ain't doing
ourselves.
Nothing but beating up our gum. We ain't serious, man. This ain't the Burma Road Generation. Where is
Gabby,
the Burma Road Generation?
All I can say is this, Gabby. I respect the females in this country more than the men. Because it seems as if they are more willing and ready
mm-hmm.
to go beyond talking.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Thank
have
you.
A good day.
Thank you so much, caller. Let's take the next call, Chris. Caller, you're live on Guardian Radio today.
Hey, Gabby, what's happening?
Hi, Rachel. You was the Burma. You from the Burma Road Generation? I looking for the Burma Road people.
Man, listen. Let me give my good credit to a company I know. I've been dealing with for quite some time. And the service has always been excellent. And that would be AG Electric.
Mm.
For us who are in the trade, who are always looking for electrical stuff, can always find it. They always have it. The customer experience with the staff is always excellent, always pleasant, always smiling. I give them A+. And also the people at Green Parrot. You got to give that to them as well. Okay, so that's my two recommendations for the best of. Yeah.
Jeff, why you sound like you wanted to wear that? Oh, Lord. Well, I ain't going to keep you talking too long, but you better get it back tomorrow because I could need to talk to you tomorrow. I could be here in the chair, and we got some serious business to discuss tomorrow.
Well, hey, my voice comes and goes. Hey, yeah.
Chamomile, okay. Tea, honey, and lime. Get some ginger.
I'll call you after you come off the show.
All right, Jeff. All right. Give me the next caller. Who got the best customer service, y'all? Like, and who got the worst? Speaking of worst, you know who really bad? These shipping companies. Murder, She Wrote. Y'all getting the worst customer service award. Y'all share that too with government. I can split this trophy right up. As a matter of fact, we giving out many of them trophies. These shipping companies. These freight forwarders, some of y'all is the worst. Now, y'all, I ain't into too much free advertising now. You all need to be sponsoring the show. But if you have a good freight forwarder, could you text it to me, please? I'm looking for a good, reliable, decent freight forwarder. Could you please text me one? I ain't talking about them said, well, it's lost your package or top, or they charging you this dimension. Time now. You only order one AirBud, you know. And you know how Amazon them has put it in these big boxes to protect it. They talking about, oh, your package was 50 feet by 30 feet. And only thing in it is one little AirBud would put 6 centimeters. And you talking about you charging me $2,000 to clear this? You crazy, eh? These freight forwarders, I am giving y'all. And then the customer service so bad. Because half of the time, they got your package lost. They ain't following up with you. Y'all freight forwarders in the 242. Don't worry. I got a show for y'all. I think y'all need your own show on they have any regulation? Anything to govern them? What does govern them? Because you honestly sending your things to these address. Sometimes they change addresses and don't tell you right away. So your things forward to the old address and they ain't renting our warehouse no more. And you there trying to dispute your packages with Amazon. I so done with y'all. Y'all getting the worst customer service award. Chris, give me the next caller, please. Because the phone lines are lit. Caller, you're live on Guardian Radio today.
Hi, Miss Gabby. Great show.
Thank you.
I'm called to say the good customer service has to do with the chicken place on Saunders Beach.
They got a chicken place on Saunders Beach?
Yes, KFC.
Oh, shoot.
I'm sorry. Yeah, there's a lady there. She is the best. She takes your money, and she is one of the nicest ladies. I mean, she's been there for years.
Well, what her name is? Because when you find good people, you got to say their name, because her boss may be listening, and we may need her boss to put a little something extra in our Christmas bonus for her.
She need a raise. So
but that, next time when I come back, we got to circle back and you got to call back the show and you got to tell me who the woman is. You got to get the first and the last name and we can send
it. I will. But she's an older lady and she's been working there for years.
Man, listen, you know all them people don't. Them people don't leave that place like that, you know. They are one of the best paid places.
Always so kind, always has a smile for you, encourages you with a little word of encouragement, especially if you look down. I mean, it's the best.
Okay, well, shout out to that lady. I hope you find out her name the next time you go there and you call me and tell me it so we could big her up on this show.
Then we have some new entrepreneurs, too, who come up, who are coming up. I mean, they are awesome. Island Bouquet. Yes, Ms. Hebert, she does the best.
Awesome
stuff. Arrangements and everything. And look here, let me tell you, when you deal with her, you always can smile.
Awesome. I love to hear it. And then... thank you so much for your caller. We could get this last call. We could squeeze this last call in. Because then I have to tell y'all about some of these entrepreneurs that are coming up. You done in business for yourself. And your attitude nasty like miss. You know I can learn to press on nails, right? Take that to Chinese people and make everything you could think about. I don't have to pay you to do a thing. I'm coming to you because I want to. Not because I have to. There's but 50,000 people doing what you are doing. I need all of these beauticians and all of these persons in the service industry to remember that we don't have to spend our money with you. The Chinese then give us the solution to everything we face with. Them press on nails look so good now. Don't get the little gel-X at y'all.
They ain't them little flimsy one where they used to make back in the day, Chris. Chris, these don't even look like press-on. They got them designed. Nail tech spending hours to do. You could do in a couple minutes. And stick them on and look like you just had a fresh money set. I want y'all to understand this. Fix your attitudes. Y'all salon people, y'all braiders, fix y'all attitudes. Because my little 15-year-old niece put some clusters on me the other day. I say, ouch. Woo. Child, Chris, I didn't feel like a brand new woman. I say, why I got to go pay the next woman who won't have an attitude with me and my little 15-year-old niece know how to do this now. You see that? And guess what? I even paid her, Chris. I's a good auntie. I paid her so she could go get her supplies. So now when I come back to her, she better don't tell me she ran out of supplies. Let's take the next caller. Caller, you're live on Guardian Radio today.
Good afternoon, Gabby.
Good afternoon.
My grammy tell me that you saved the best for last. Right?
Yes, I saved the best for last.
Exactly. that lady who was talking about the KFC, that has to be Rose. Her first name got to be Rose.
Rose? You know Rose,
yeah,
eh?
Rose. Rose took after her mommy. Her mommy was there all of her life.
Uh-huh.
And then she came up to Kentucky, and then she took over where her mommy left off. And I think she's still there. A very, very pleasant lady, Rose.
Oh, well, always shout smiling. Out to Rose. Huh? Shout out to Rose. I love to hear that.
Yeah. Now, I came to big you up because you said something a while ago. As a matter of fact, very interesting show.
Uh-huh.
Grammy boy here. First of all, let me big up my best customer service because it's hard to find in this country best customer service.
Mm-hmm.
I give that to Belinda Wilson. people like Belinda, you understand
yeah.
me?
That's right.
Exactly. It is so few that has done so much like her for so many. But you said something a while ago, and I totally agree with you. Us as Bahamians, we ain't serious, Gabby.
Mm-hmm.
We ain't serious. You understand? Because for 50-something, almost 60 years, we've been doing the same thing over and over, expecting different results. And then we get on the road, we just like to complain, but we ain't ready to take that leap of faith.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? So I call you to big you up with your customer service, whatever avenue that is, for saying what needs to be said.
I get the
about
word.
Us behaving.
Thank you, Grammy boy.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Appreciate you. Listen, y'all, and that's our show. Listen, so it turns out, Chris, that the best customer service award goes to none other than your favorite hostess with the mostess. Your favoritest. I and you're leaning back in white them chair. Like, I is the best thing since sliced bread and potato chips was crisp. It goes to me. I love it. I love that for me, y'all. Guess what? But we could be here tomorrow. Tomorrow, I want to have another important conversation. Of course, we could talk about the headlines. We do that all the time. We could get our protocol out of the way. But tomorrow, when we get into the weeds of things, I want to have a conversation beyond tourism. How do we build an economy that's on tourism that's so fragile? I saw a letter to the editor in the paper, and it was very interesting. It was a very interesting read, and I wanted to share that with you. So we'll talk about that tomorrow. I'll be back here at 2 p.m. That's my show. And the best customer service award goes to myself and my wonderful producer, Chris. Chris, pick up yourself. Say hey! Chris in the back there smiling like, what is this girl talking about? Talking Heads is up next with Naughty and Mary Jane. I'll see you tomorrow.